Good morning. It's about 16 minutes after 8 o'clock, and I am joined in the studio today by Julia Smith and Charles Bingham, who are volunteers for the statewide Pick, Click, Give program, which is a program of Alaska Community Foundation. Welcome.
Hi. Hi. Good to be here, Caitlin.
Good. Good to have you.
Thanks.
So, Julia, could you start by just telling us what is Pick, Click, Give?
Sure. Well, Pick, Click, Give is our opportunity as Alaskans to take part in the permanent fund dividend to contribute to causes that matter. And I've been doing this ever since it started. And so I'm a real champion of Pick, Click, Give. I think it's a way to go to give to others, and especially in your own community.
And about how long has it been going on? Do you know?
The Picklet Give program started in 2009, and it's grown most of the year since then. It's a way for people to donate to causes. I think there are like 668 statewide nonprofits last year. This year, I'm not sure what the total is for Alaska. It's over 600, but there are 23 that have SICA roots, or they may have a home office in Juneau or Anchorage, but they operate out of SICA. So this is a good way to support SICA whenever you donate, because these are causes that are working in your community, and they're doing a wide variety of things, from food security to animal welfare, education, you know, those kind of causes.
Charles, how exactly can someone participate in Pick, Click, Give, and when?
Okay, how people participate is, most of us who have been here for at least a year file for our permanent fund dividend. And that happens from January 1st through March 31st each year. And you do it online at pfd.alaska.gov. And only the online applications can participate, not the paper apps. They're trying to phase everybody out of the paper apps. And after you complete your application, you'll be asked if you want to participate in the charitable giving program, also known as Pick, Click, Give. And this will take you to a page where you can choose from the nonprofits in the program. One thing, too, is if you decide later and you've already filed, you can go back into your application on the PFD website, and you can add or change your donations through August 31st. So you can do that after the March 31st deadline, but you have to have your application in by March 31st.
Okay. And Pick, Click, Give, this year I got an email from them reminding me that if I wanted to add or change the list that I had chosen, that I could do that. So they will remind you, which was kind of nice. I didn't. I knew who I wanted to give my donation to, but it was a good reminder.
That's great. So if you forget, there's a system in place. What if you don't have a computer to do this online application? Is there a solution to that?
There's a couple places. The SICA Public Library has several 20-minute computers, a couple of 40-minute computers, and then 2 1-hour computers. Plus, they have some laptops that you can check out, and you can use those anytime the library is open. And then also the SICA Legislative Information Office, the LIO over here at Totem Square Inn. Ken Fate, who's managing that now, he will have computers available for certain times, not all the time, that office is open, and those will be announced as once he gets that schedule put together, since he's still fairly new there. And that's there's limited assistance. You'll have to type in your own stuff, and they won't steer you to particular nonprofits. They just help you with the application.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Charles Bingham and Julia Smith, who are volunteers for the statewide Pick, Click, Give program, which is a way of donating some of your permanent fund dividend to charities or other causes when you're applying online this year. How successful has this program been?
Well, last year, $2.7 million was raised for these 668 nonprofits. Then more than $18.5 million has been raised for nonprofits across the state since 2009. The top earners, and of course they do keep track of all that, is Alaska Public Radio and Alaska Public Media, Planned Parenthood, and Beans Cafe, which Beans Cafe is in Anchorage. But of course, Charles and I are more interested in local Sitka groups, so that's what we want people to think local when they use Pick, Click, Give. And if you've never done Pick, Click, Give, just take a look at it, and we really want to encourage people to think about that this year.
You know, one thing, too, is the typical nonprofit will get about 1,000 to 5,000. The vast majority, they're like the three top earners last year each made over 100,000, and then there are some that, you know, barely make their program fee of $250. But it's something that, you know, in Sitka last year, more than $100,000 went to the Sitka-based nonprofits. So that's $100,000 coming into Sitka to work on different, you know, programs and everything.
And is that coming from a lot of people in Alaska? Or how many people right now do participate in this program? Do we know?
Well, it's relatively low. It's 5%. But 5% gave a great deal of money. It's kind of amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't have to give a lot of your dividend. It can be, what is it, $25, I think, is the smallest.
Right. And You don't have to go with just one nonprofit. I know whenever I donate, I typically choose about 4 to 6 nonprofits, and some of them get 25, some of them may get 100. You know, it depends on what projects they're working on that year or that kind of a thing. So it's a way to, you know, you can set it up that way, and it's a good way to kind of, you know, keep things going. I think there were about 55,000 that participated a couple years ago, and even though the number of donors has kind of decreased as the dividends have been cut, the amount of the donation has gone up. So there's been some of that, and we're not that far off of what the peak year was. I think it was about 3 million.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And so you're kind of promoting that people use this Pick, Click, Give to help organizations in Sitka. What are some of the organizations that people have the opportunity to support?
Wow. Well, we have 23 of them, so you get a choice, lots of choice. Everything from preschools to Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Braveheart Volunteers, Local Foods Network, Salvation Army, University of Alaska Southeast Campus,
the Summer Music Festival, Sitka Sound Science Center, Maritime Heritage Society, SAFE, SAIL, Sear School. You know, there's a whole variety of them. We have flyers with lists of the nonprofits that we're trying to get distributed around town. I know I've been posting them on like Sitka Chatters and the Revitalized Sitka page on Facebook and that kind of deal. And I'll email it to them so that they can post it with the interview here, so you'll have the full list.
Awesome.
And also they have what they call the pick tool, which is whenever you go in to check out different nonprofits, and you can do this on the Pick, Click, Give website, which is pickclickgive.org. They will have a tool that'll pop up and it'll ask you, like, are you looking for nonprofits in a certain location? Are you looking for, they have like 7 main cause types, and then they have different focus areas. And so you'll be able to pump those in, and you can quickly weed through the, you know, list of, you know, 650 or however many there are this year. And that'll help you make your choices. You know, you don't have to just give to an organization that's in Sitka. You know, there might be an organization in Juneau or Anchorage or or some other place in the state that you can, that you want to back, but it's a good way to try and find a couple of causes that you agree with, and or a location or something like that that you can talk to. And one thing that they've been doing in recent years is they have what they call double your dividend. which in past years they had like a second dividend check that people who made non-anonymous pledges could be entered in a contest and they might win a second dividend check. They've changed it now, and so instead of going to the individual, they'll have five Alaskans who will win a second dividend check that they can disperse to one or two or three nonprofits that they want to. So it's more keeping in the philanthropy side of it.
We're just about out of time. Julia, and maybe to wrap up, could you just tell us, why do you advocate for people to participate in Pick, Click, Give?
I think we all need to give back to our community. And I like to do that with my time and my money. And some of us don't have time. Some of us don't even have very much money. But if we're an Alaskan, we can get a permanent fund dividend check. And it's very easy to do. And there's lots of choices. So there's got to be at least one. And I think everybody could probably give $25 to one of their favorite nonprofits here in Sitka or in Alaska.
Yeah, another thing, too, is they like the intergenerational giving, where you'll have, like, grandparents, parents, and kids may all give to different causes. And so they're pushing for that. And for me, like, I never have a lot of money. So this is a good, painless way to... It's out of your check before you even see it. So it's a good way to support Sitka.
Thank you both so much for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.